Joining us right now on the AT&T hotline is running back Fred Taylor. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Not bad. I can't complain.
We were just talking to Gerard Mayo, and I said, did you get ripped in the Wednesday film session? He said, we all did.
I would agree with him.
You got
it was confirmation that football has just begun. So we got to make sure we're on our P's and Q's, man. We really have to.
They ripped you, too? How'd you get ripped?
Well, I got through right in that pot. I got through right in the pot. But it's constructive criticism. It's coaching. And you expect it. I mean, I've been around this game a long time. And, I mean, I'm not perfect by any means, but I need to make sure I'm on top of everything, trying to continue to improve myself. And constructive criticism is great, you know. So you just listen, you take heed to it, and you try and get better from it.
You know, everything is not as it appears with the Patriots right now. You know, you would think that the younger guys would be fresher, their bodies would be fresher, but I think it's just the opposite. You're one of the veterans on the team. Your body is fresher, I'm sure, than Ben Jarvis Green Ellis's.
Well, yeah, because I've been out two
right.
weeks.
So with those guys, they need the time to heal up. How do you use the time?
Well, they recover a lot quicker than say a older guy like myself. They at the time they don't know it. They feel like they're sore, but they don't feel anything yet. Wait until they get this age. But a guy like Ben Jarvis, like Benny. He takes care of himself each and every day. He's learned. He was a guy before I met him that never used the cold tubs. And we convinced him finally to start contrast. That's hot, cold, hot, cold. And you do a few sets of that, and it flushes your leg. It's like a pumping system. The cold constricts it, and the hot kind of, it expands it, and it flushes it out. So he's a big fan of that. That's one thing that keeps him fresh. As well as his massages, his routine. He has a great routine, two massages a week, chiropractor. So if they're doing the things that Benny's doing to take care of themselves, I mean, they should be feeling great. He said, I feel good. It just feels like we're not even playing, but we're playing. And it's great to hear those things. That's when you know you're taking care of your body. So as long as guys are thinking the same along those same lines, they should be feeling great.
Heck, Fred, hot tubs are easy. You got to talk yourself into the cold tub.
Well, no, yeah, that's true. The cold tub is tough. It is tough. You're like, you see that cat that's scared to get in the water? that's what it's like when it's time to get in the cold tub. But the more you do it, it becomes routine and anything else, like anything else, second nature. And you'll just walk in there like it's, you know, 65 or 75 degrees. The more you do it, the more used to it you'll be, and it's the best thing for you.
This is a team that puts individual accomplishments behind team accomplishments, and I understand that. But I was watching on the sidelines, and your entire football team seemed pretty revved up when Ben Jarvis Green Ellis got the 1,000 yards last Sunday. It looked like it meant a lot to a lot of people.
It meant a lot to a whole lot of people. I mean, everybody understands Benny. He's a no-nonsense, straightforward, young guy with an old soul, works extremely hard. And, you know, he deserves everything that he's gotten to this point, and I'm sure he'll continue to grow and get better. And everybody, knowing Benny, everybody's just excited for him. And not only that, like you said, we've worked hard as an entire team. I mean, those guys had to rough him up in training camp to get him, you know, to help set his foundation and get him to this point. So, of course, they're proud of him. And we all are, the entire coaching staff, Coach Belichick, extremely proud of him. You can tell by the hug at the end of the game. And just to give him an opportunity to even reach that milestone was a lot of credit to Coach Belichick for allowing him to stay in the game and get a chance at making something that could be the start of a great career. So, Benny's going to keep grinding. We all are going to keep grinding and, you know, try and win some games.
I know ultimately everybody wants to win games, as you said. I mean, that's the number one goal. But when we talk about individual achievements for your position, What is it that a running back is most proud of? Is it 1,000 yards or is it something else?
I think you already know what this answer is going to be. Not turning the ball over. That's the key to everything. If you're running back and you don't turn the ball over, I think at the end of the day, that's what you're most proud of on a personal level. And then it helps the team in the long run. But I think statistically, if that's the question that you're asking, you know, you just want to be a guy that you go out every day and you do the best, you know, to help your team. If that's 150 yards or if that's making a key run. So there are a lot of things. But for me personally, my whole thing was ball security and just coming through in the clutch whenever I could.
Now, it's interesting that you said that about ball security. Like with running backs, you guys see things that other positions don't see. I mean, if you, a wide receiver is not going to look at the same things that you're going to look at. I'm wondering if at any point in your career you've looked at another running back and you've gone to the defense and said, you know what, this guy carries the ball in this way. And if you pay attention, you can force him to fumble on this type of carry.
it's funny because I think I do it each and every if a guy has tendencies where he's a dominant lefty or a dominant righty, you know, naturally I pick up on those things. And if I can do that, my job is to look at a running back, critique him, and try and pass information to our defense. Not saying that they haven't done a good job of scouting and self-scouting those players, because that's what all of our assignments are. But if I can help them out, say, yeah, these guys, you know, they carry the ball this way. For example, Willie Parker, he's a righty. And running to the left is a no-no when you're a righty. Your chances of fumbling goes up tremendously. And, you know, alignment, depth. If I see a guy with a tight stance in a run, or he's a lot deeper when it's time to run versus being shallow when it's time to pass, I try and pass that information on. Anything to win, that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
I mentioned the reaction on the sidelines on Sunday after Ben Jarvis got the 1,000 yards. I like to watch the sidelines a lot. And there was another thing I noticed, and I know I've read a little bit about this, and I saw Kevin Faulk in his Patriots hoodie sweatshirt, and he was there behind the bench and patting Ben Jarvis on the back after he got his 1,000 yards, and I saw him talking to a couple of guys. His involvement with the team, even on days of games, is pretty unusual for an injured Patriot, isn't it?
It's pretty unusual, yes. That's the passion and the dedication that Kevin Faulk brings to the team. He's in every meeting. He's, I think, the only IR guy that's in every meeting. And he wants to be involved, well, not in every meeting, but every squad meeting every morning, just prior to his treatment, his rehab. But that's just his dedication and his involvement with the organization and the things that he's about. And that's just Kevin at the end of the day. Nothing special with him. It's not going above and beyond for him. It's just his everyday approach to his dedication to the team.
Look, you're a wily veteran. You pass on stuff probably at this stage of your career more than you gather in. But do you gather anything in when you watch a guy like Kevin and his continued involvement?
I tell you, when I got here last year, to see Kevin, and I'm a guy who usually gets to work an hour and a half prior to the squad meeting. Squad meeting is at, you know, 8 o'clock. So I try to be there early so I can do my maintenance work, my hot cold baths, contrast, or whatever the case may be. And the guy that we're talking about, Kev, he's already at work. He's done 10 minutes on the Stairmaster and about 10 minutes in the sauna each and every morning. And you would wonder why a guy like Kev would, you know, be in the league all these years, a small guy, I mean, to be in his 12th season. He takes care of his body. He believes in maintenance. And like I said, he's dedicated. So, you know, I can't say anything else about Kev other than the hard worker that he is.
He's probably sitting there coaching you, saying, "Tell him this too. Tell him something else about me."
Nah, he's not here.
Hey,
he's not here.
Obviously, this is a guy who could be a coach. I mean, it sounds like he's coaching right now, a player coach. Is there anybody else that you're playing with on this team that you could say, I could see this guy being a coach one day?
Quite a few guys. It's quite a few guys. It's just a matter of, you know, coaching is a lot of hours. It's more demanding than our assignments, than our job. You know, and we're there, like I said, 7 o'clock most of us until 5, 6 in the afternoon. And, you know, people don't see that part of the job. They just see what goes on Sunday. And there are a lot of guys who definitely fit the bill that can be a coach when they're done. Let's say that guy you just spoke to, one, Gerard Mayo. He's a very smart guy. He understands the game. On the offensive side, definitely Tom, if he wants to. Algie, a couple other linemen up front. I mean, it's a ton of guys, I think, that can fit the bill if they decided to do it. In this game, you put your mind, you set your mind to it. As competitive as we are, you'll go after it, and you'll do it with a lot of passion. And I'm pretty sure you'll find your niche and be good at it.
How about Fred Taylor?
Of course. But I have 5 little ones that I want to see grow. I want to make sure they their foundation is as solid as it can possibly be. And that, you know, maybe after they're done with school, with college and everything, I can come out of my however old I'll be at that time, retirement, and I'll still be around the game. I love the game. But coaching, as soon as I'm done, I'm not so sure.
Will you be watching the games this weekend?
Of course. Of course, definitely.
Little pre-scouting.
Just typical. And this is, the playoff is no different. Well, of course, no. Don't take that the wrong way. The playoff is different in that this is all the marbles, and the regular season, I should say, was no different from a standpoint of if there's an opponent that we're going to play, and they so happen to be on a Monday night game, we have an opportunity to watch them, or Thursday night. You want to take advantage of it and get to know that opponent even more. And that's what it's all about. In this game, it just so happened we're able to watch these guys. And, you know, no matter who it is, we have to play someone. So we'll take advantage of watching these games from both angles.
Fred, it's always fun to talk football with you. We'll talk next Friday.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
You take care.
Okay, Fred. See you.
That is a Patriots running back Fred Taylor joining us on a Patriots Friday.